Well, here's a bunch over here.
With pruning shears in hand, a crowd of men and women is picking Edelweiss grapes at Somerset Winery near Indianola, just like they've been doing it for thousands of years.
Right there, just snip them off and you put them in your bucket, and when your bucket's full, you holler, "Bucket!" And they bring you an empty one.
Kathy Schoening is one of 100 people who paid $25 to be farm laborers.
Well, I like to drink wine, for one thing. And I was a farm girl, tea-tasseled, walk beans. This is much more fun.
It gets noisy after a morning of picking grapes when the workers gather under a shade tree for wine tasting and pictures.
We started several years ago with a lot of people, just friends and family, wanting to be part of it. And it got to be so big that we finally had to say, you know, we got to slow this down. And so we put a price on it, and it got bigger.
The volunteers perform a crucial task for Somerset owner Ron Mark, who has 13 acres of grapes that need to be harvested.
This is one of the biggest crops we've had in my history.
Somerset also buys giant tubs of grapes from other growers, and they go into the crusher as soon as they're weighed. George Fisher, who owns Iowa's largest vineyard, says there's controversy between vineyards and wineries.
Some of the people thought there are too many vineyards and wineries aren't taking all the grapes. Some of the grapes are going begging. Some of the grape growers are unhappy because the wine producers are bringing in juice and wine from other states like California and hurting the grape growers' business.
Fisher uses a mechanical harvester for most of his acreage, while Somerset still picks by hand.
We're going to get 4.65 tons of grapes that you guys picked this morning off of this vineyard.
This is a young industry. It pretty well started in 2000.
Mike White is a viticulture specialist for Iowa State University.
It takes several years to kind of figure out how to grow these grapes right. And so we're getting better growers, we're getting more acreage, and the supply is coming on.
White says the 2009 crop is a potential record, and bigger vineyards are going mechanized. At Tassel Ridge Winery near Lytton, a shiny blue Corvan harvester was deployed for the first time. It straddles the vines and shakes loose only the ripe grapes. The machine, with a John Deere drivetrain, has two wheels on one side and a single wheel on the other to make tight turns going from row to row. Tassel Ridge owner Bob Worson bought it for nearly $250,000. With 57 acres to harvest, handpicking was not economical.
This will reduce the total cost of harvest dramatically, from about 4,000 man hours down to someplace in the neighborhood of 150 to 200. And the important thing, though, is quality, because we can get these grape varieties in when they're at their peak rather than waiting.
Tassel Ridge expects to increase grape production this year by more than 40% and will sell excess grapes to another winery for the first time. Between the economy and two large harvests in a row, Worson says what the industry really needs is to do a better job of selling Iowa wines. Near Lytton, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.